Chapter 5. Bruce paused in his reading as several things thudded against his study door in a rhythmic plat, plat, plat. He didn't bother to look up until there was a larger thump. His door, which he had left open just a crack, swung in as Phantom dramatically slumped to the floor. "Why?" he croaked, hand reaching for the hall. "We were a team." A figure blocked the light, weapon raised. "I got a better offer." Pop, pop. Two Nerf darts hit Phantom square in the chest and he stilled. His wild white hair fanned dramatically around him. His cheeks were faintly flushed. He was the very picture of angelic death. Bruce raised a brow at his other son where he was lurking in the doorway. "Tim?" "Bruce," Tim said calmly, collecting the darts stuck to the wooden door. "I hope your betrayal was worth it. Dick's dessert at the next three family dinners." "Ah," Bruce said, slipping a bookmark in between the pages. "Well, mind your back." "Always," Tim said, with a frankly unhinged smile, before he disappeared back down the hall. Bruce got up to stand over Phantom's fallen body and offer a hand. "Having fun?" Phantom cracked open a green eye and then grinned. "Oh yeah, I won the last round. I think that put a target on my head." Bruce hummed as Phantom took the offered hand. It was still startling to actually be able to touch Phantom and feel the warmth of a living body. Bruce hadn't been sure that Phantom would ever be able to regain a human form. It wouldn't have changed anything if Phantom hadn't. He was family, no matter what form he took. But Bruce was glad for Phantom that he had been able to recover and heal to this point. The first time Phantom had transformed had been a shock to them all, Phantom included. It was a movie night. The kids had been in the middle of a popcorn war that they thought was subtle. There had been a sudden pop of blinding light, and Phantom had been sitting there, an actual weight on the couch, white-haired and green-eyed and choking on a surprised breath. Breathing didn't go well, and after a few moments of listening to Phantom struggle to suck in air, he faded back to shadow. It wasn't just back to the mostly human shadow form that he faded to. Phantom faded all the way back to almost unseen shadowy mass like he'd been at the start and had gone to hide under Jason's chair. It had upset everyone to see. They had gotten used to Phantom being a presence and often in the more human form. When he retreated like that, it felt like he went somewhere they couldn't follow, somewhere they couldn't help him. It was Jason who salvaged the night, pulling out his book he had put aside for the movie and starting to read aloud. Movie night had turned into game night. With the attention off of him, Phantom had emerged from under the chair and slowly taken form less than half an hour later. An hour in, and he had joined in the board game. Everyone relaxed a little. They had called Zatanna and Constantine the next day. As best as anyone could tell, Phantom had healed enough to be able to take a human form again. Though the method was beyond them, the result seemed clear. The next time that Phantom had transformed, Bruce had been ready to help him through breathing like he would one of his children having a panic attack. Now, months later, Phantom was able to hold human form for most of the day, which the other children took advantage of with sparring, games, and the occasional carefully monitored trips out into the city. And, apparently, Nerf battles. "Impressive you won the last round," Bruce said, pulling Phantom up. He was still far too light, even in this form. Alfred was working on it. "Yeah, I think I used to..." Phantom trailed off, eyes glazing over before he shook his head. Those little spells happened sometimes, and more often than not, Phantom continued as if he hadn't said anything. "Anyways, thanks. I even got the winning shot against Jason, right between his eyes." Bruce chuckled. He was sure that Jason handled the loss well just because it was Phantom versus any of his other siblings. While Phantom was proving as much of a troublemaker as any Wayne, he was still often the favorite. Bruce watched Phantom carefully stretch, keeping an eye out for any signs of pain. He took note of the way Phantom winced a little and rubbed at the back of his neck. "Can I stay in here with you, just so no one thinks I'm in this next game?" "Of course. I was just reading one of my old favorites. Would you like me to go back to the start?" "What is it?" Phantom asked, sitting down on the couch and tucking his legs up against his chest. "The shadow. There's a whole series of them, but this is the first," Bruce explained, as he grabbed the book and joined his son on the couch. "He's a crime fighter with a network of spies and agents across the globe." Phantom hit a snort of laughter against his knees. Yes, well, he might have been an inspiration of mine, Bruce admitted with a chuckle of his own. Ignoring his bookmark, he opened the book to the start. Now, let's see what he's up to in The Shadow Come to Life. Tom, where's the Tom-Tom? Phantom, Dick sang down the hall. In here, Phantom said, not bothering to even lift his head up from where it rested on Bruce's leg. He tucked himself in properly after the first chapter and had almost been asleep before Dick had called out. Dick's head propped around the doorframe, eyebrows instantly furrowing. You okay? Phantom nodded. Yeah, just might have pushed a bit. Okay, I'll tell the others you're out for this round. Want me to come get you when we break for snacks? Sure, save me some if I'm, you know. Sure, little shadow, Dick chirped. He closed the door most of the way behind him as he left. Bruce rubbed his knuckles up and down his son's spine. Do you need to go intangible? Phantom whined. I don't want to. As much as they had been told that the pain Phantom experienced didn't seem to be a sign of larger issues, simply one that came with reforming his human body after so long without it, Bruce hated that his son had to suffer from it. From what Phantom had described, it seemed to be something like fibromyalgia. They were unsure of if it would clear up with more time that he was human, or if it would be a continuing condition. They also didn't know if they could treat it with the normal courses of medication. There was a lot that they didn't know about Phantom, and Bruce worried constantly over the fact. Remember, you aren't supposed to be pushing yourself, Bruce reminded Phantom, reiterating what Zatanna and the doctors had told them. You should take whatever form you need in the moment. Ancients, yes, Dad, I get it, Phantom whined. Bruce froze. It was the first time Phantom had called him Dad. Bruce wondered if... He resumed the gentle press of his knuckles into Phantom's back. Do you mind the others calling you Tom? No, Phantom said, drawing the word out in a way that he did when he was uncertain of where something was going and didn't want to commit early. I know Phantom is a mouthful and that it won't, you know, work in the real world. Tom is usually a nickname for Thomas. Yeah. The word was less a question than a noise of confusion. Phantom twisted slightly so that he could look up at Bruce. Bruce smiled down at him, trying not to be nervous. My father's name was Thomas. Oh, I'm sorry. I can ask them not to. Bruce thumped Phantom lightly on the forehead. Spiraling. Spiraling thoughts often led to Phantom destabilizing. They were working on it. Phantom took a deep breath and gave a little nod. Bruce ran his fingers through Phantom's unruly locks to help settle him. I was wondering if, when you're ready for the next step, you would like to officially be Thomas. I think it's about time this family had another Thomas Wayne. Phantom's, Thomas's, answering smile was brilliant. The end. Just my echo. My shadow. You're my only friend and I'm hanging on the edge. And I'm screaming my name like a fool at the top of my lungs. And sometimes when I close my eyes I pretend I'm alright. But it's never enough. Just my echo. Shadow. Hello, hello, anybody out there? Podfigures note. This has been potted for the Summer Podfix Swap 2024 as a gift for Sophie. Sophie, I had so much fun making a gift for you last year, and you were just so cool about it. So I really wanted to make something for you this year, and I spent ages trying to figure out what. And I finally, after reading your letter a bunch of times and looking around, got really into this crossover fandom and found this fic, and it became my ultimate comfort fic. And I really wanted an excuse to pot it, so even though it's longer than a traditional treat, I felt like it was worth making for you. It might be a little bit more soft family feelsy than, you know, you tend to go for with darker fic. But when I was editing the early chapters out loud, my wife was like, holy shit, when it got to all the vivisection bits. And I was like, okay, maybe this is dark enough. So, Sophie, I hope this was dark enough for your hurt comfort soul. I hope that it was a crossover, didn't put you off. It still was very, like, Bat Family centric, so I felt like it would be accessible. But regardless, thank you for providing me the excuse to make this really awesome podfic. You rock. Happy summer swap. Thank you always, of course, to Paper Puffin as well for allowing podfics of your work. As I said, this has probably become my ultimate comfort fic, so I was really excited to podfic it. And thank you to anyone who listens. I hope you enjoy. If you did enjoy, please consider leaving a kudos or comment on AO3 to let me know what you thought. Nice things only, please, though, because I worked hard on this and I kind of would just like to hear if people enjoyed it. And don't forget to leave a nice kudos and or comment for the author on the fic itself. Thanks.